Welcome to the deep dive. For 100 years, the core belief about sensorineural hearing loss, SNHL, was just this hard, irreversible dogma.
Yeah, that once the damage was done, that's it. You were done.
Permanent.
Exactly. And that concept is finally crumbling. You are tuning in at the exact moment this whole field shifts toward what we're now calling molecular plasticity.
So the ear's age state isn't a final failure anymore.
Not at all. It's more of a, you know, a metabolic stasis, one that can be actively reversed. Our deep dive today is focused on the three main vectors for that reversal.
Okay, so what are they?
We've got the vascular supply, cellular maintenance, and then the cortical network.
That's a fantastic mission statement. Let's start at the supply line. Age-related hearing loss, presbycusis, is so heavily tied to the aging of the spiral modiolar artery.
The SMA, right. It's the single lifeline feeding the cochlea.
A critical bottleneck.
Yeah.
And when it ages, it enters senescence. It's basically forced retirement marked by proteins like P16 and P21.
But what's fascinating is we can intervene in that retirement. The key seems to be upregulating something called connexin 43.
See you guys 43.
Right. Think of it as reopening all the critical channels between the cells. When the SMA gets old, these channels just shut down. By forcing CY43 back up, it basically acts as a youth factor.
And it actively reverses that P16 and P21 expression.
That's what the data shows. It restores the artery's function.
And the source for this activator. This is where the research gets, well, a little strange.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. The peptide they identified, AAP10, is derived from bovine atria.
The upper heart chambers of cows.
From cows. An unlikely, but I mean, a really powerful agent for rejuvenating that blood supply.
Okay, so you've restored the supply line. But if the cells themselves are still full of junk, the fresh blood won't matter much.
Exactly. So let's talk cellular maintenance. Hair cell survival absolutely depends on autophagy.
The cell's internal waste disposal.
It's the cleanup crew for damaged mitochondria especially. And the master regulator for that cleanup is a transcription factor called FOXG1.
Right. And when FOXG1 declines, the damaged mitochondria just pile up. It's this toxic internal mess that triggers the hair cell to commit suicide.
And that's where we get the aspirin paradox.
Okay.
So we know high doses of salicylates, which originally came from willow bark, are toxic. They cause temporary hearing loss.
Right.
But researchers found that low doses do the opposite. They act as a transcriptional activator, boosting FOXG1 and supercharging the cell's autophagy.
So the poison becomes the remedy.
At the right dose. It's that hormetic effect. And building on that, you have the modern senolytics approach.
The cleanup crew.
Mm.
Decitinib plus quercetin.
Yep. And quercetin, you can find that in high concentrations in things like capers or onions. This D plus Q cocktail, it goes in and just selectively eliminates those zombie senescent cells, clears out the clutter.
Okay, so blood flow is fixed, cells are cleaned up, but tinnitus, hyperacusis, that's the brain, isn't it?
That's the brain. It's often not a peripheral problem, but central one. It's your brain trying to compensate for the damage by just cranking up the gain.
Turning up the volume knob.
To unbearable levels sometimes. And this is linked to the downregulation of parvalbumin interneurons, the PV interneurons.
They're the main braking mechanism in the auditory cortex.
That's right. They're the volume knob. The question is, can we force the brain to turn it back down? The research says yes.
How?
Through 40 hertz gamma entrainment. It's a specific digitally synthesized sound that forces those dormant PV neurons to resonate, to fire.
And that sustained firing just resets the whole system.
It restores the inhibitory tone, it resets the cortical gain, and seems to reverse the perceptual disorders.
This whole field just feels like it's built on scientists who are willing to push incredible boundaries.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you have a history of self-experimenters like JBS Haldane.
But the most profound recent example has to be Dr. Phil Kennedy.
The BCI pioneer. Incredible story. He needed data on speech encoding, but U.S. regulations were just stalling everything.
So in 2014, he travels to Belize. He pays a surgeon to implant electrodes directly into his own motor cortex.
Into his own brain. He risked everything, even suffered temporary paralysis, just to get the data to move the field forward. It's just, I mean, that's dedication.
So when you put it all together, what does this actually mean for you, the listener?
Yeah.
The future isn't one cure. It's a unified protocol.
A multimodal approach.
Exactly. Senolytics like D plus Q for the cleanup, that cow peptide AAP10 for the supply, low-dose aspirin for the cell repair, and then the 40 hertz sound to tune the brain.
We have really moved past that irreversible dogma.
It's a whole new world.
It is. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, What does it mean for our entire understanding of aging if the key to reversing this sensory decline lies in things like cowheart peptides, humble willow bark, and just the rhythm of sound itself? It suggests we have far more biological control over our own fate than we ever realized.